Welcome to the England Logistics Podcast Network. I'm Chad Ellis, and I'll be your host as we join the Dry LTL team for their customer experience initiative. This team has identified four key elements of customer service. Those elements are weekly coaching, call reviews, direct contact, and matching communication styles. Each week, members of the Dry LTL team will share their experiences with one of these customer service elements. On today's episode, I'll sit down with Marshall and Daryl to discuss direct contact and why it is a crucial piece of quality customer service. Okay, direct coaching. Got Marshall and Daryl here. Marshall is actually joining us again. He's a logistics coach over here in the less than truckload division. Daryl, he's a senior account manager here in LTL2. Daryl, how long have you been here with England?
8 years in May.
8 years in May. Yeah. That's awesome. We're talking about direct contact. I'm going to send it to you, Marshall. Kind of what does direct contact mean in a customer service interaction?
Yeah, essentially what it means is that the customer knows exactly where to go to be able to get in contact with whoever they need to talk to. So there's a couple different ways they can do it. Obviously, they have a single email contact point where they know exactly where to go instead of a group email. But more importantly, kind of what we wanted folks talking about is a direct phone line or a one-person contact that they can get to that handles all of their problems. So essentially, it's just one person. They don't have to call a 1-800 number. They don't have to call around to a bunch of different people. They know who to call, when to call, and exactly how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, and that's really the biggest reason why we chose Daryl to join us today. He's kind of rolling his eyes at me right now, but everyone in the company knows that Daryl really goes out of his way for his customers. I mean, I don't think I've been here day or night. Sometimes even when I have to come in on the weekends, I always see Daryl, you know, running back and forth from the printer, on the phone, you know, helping his customers. So he's definitely become that point of contact. Daryl, talk through, you know, how you maintain that being that point of contact for your customers and what it means to them.
I just think to most of them, with them, they know they can call me at any time. They can either email me, like Marshall said, or the phone, which a lot of it comes through the phone. And they like that direct contact and knowing that they can talk to me to find out what's moving, what's not, what the issues are, so forth like that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of reasons why they want to call and talk to you, right? So, I mean, when the times are good, you want to just kind of just check in and stuff like that. But, you know, when things go wrong, maybe weather delays, stuff like that. Talk to me about the importance of having that direct contact in times like that.
Oh, it's just good to have that because they need to know this stuff. They're anxious for their stuff. They want to make sure it's moving. And it's better to have the phone contact than the email contact, just emailing them and explaining, you know, to let them know you're real.
Right. What about the method of communication that you use with them? So direct contact also has a couple different, we talked about this in another podcast, but matching communication styles. I'm sure you know all of your customers what method of communication they want. I'm sure some of them want a phone call. Some of them maybe want to be visited in person. Some of them just want a text.
Yeah, the majority of them, you know, for quotes and stuff, they email. But as far as issues going on or needing to know stuff, immediately they'll call or else I'll call. And the one thing about the customer, you know, getting to know the customers through the phone thing is you get to know who they are. As long as I've been with England and getting to know my customers, they're like friends to me.
That's big. That's big, creating customer relationships through this direct contact. So Marshall, let's talk about your role as a manager in the department. How do you empower your employees to really make direct contact a main part of their customer service interactions with her?
To be 100% honest, a lot of it is, look at the example of Daryl, to be quite honest. You know, we have new people coming in all the time and they want to know, hey, how do I get the job done right? And it's, okay, watch how Daryl does it. And his proof of, or he is proof of, you know, contacting the customer and having that relationship on how it should and needs to work. So quite honestly, with these new people that come in and are starting to learn, or even some older account managers that might be having issues with customers at a specific point, we look at those around the division that are doing it well, Daryl being the top, and say, hey, what's he doing different than everybody else? And he's on the phone and he's making relationships, right? And so when he's talking, and he talked a little bit about getting to know his customers, and people have different personalities through email and through phone calls, and you can't read feeling through emails. And in the freight world, where things go wrong so often, there's really no way for you to convey it to a person better than over the phone, and then be able to react to how they feel about it. And so looking at the example of Daryl, you know, and teaching those guys that's the important way to go, is to make sure that they're calling their customers and having that phone contact. And I even had a question for Daryl, you know, as I'm trying to learn as well when I'm coaching these people, how do you get your customers to do what they're doing? Why do they know to call you? To say, hey, this is my phone number, you give me a call whenever. What was it like to get your book of business the way it is, so that's the relationship that you have?
I know just from the start, getting to know them, better than emailing, it's better to get acquainted right from the start off the phone, so you can learn personalities. You can learn what their needs are, how they like to communicate. And from that point on, giving them, you know, they have your phone number, they know that your line's direct, they can call me at any time. They know if I do not answer the phone, most likely I'm on the phone with somebody else, and they know that I'm going to call back as soon as I can.
Mm-hmm. So from the get-go, you made it a point to call them and explain, hey, you ever need to reach me, here's my direct phone line.
Yeah.
You give me a call back.
And I, you know, even outside of work, some of them have my cell phone number,
mm-hmm,
that they can call me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that they have those things, and they know that they can reach out to you in situations that they need, in desperation, because they're wondering what's going on. So
right, because there's nothing more frustrating than when something goes wrong to call an 800 number and be passed around from person to person, you know, and not know exactly where to go.
And then get no response.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's good to know what you're dealing with and know the personality.
And this is a huge competitive advantage, especially in our industry now, right? The logistics industry, transportation industry, everything is becoming so automated. Logistics in particular, you got a bunch of new big companies jumping in. You got obviously the Amazons and stuff like that becoming automated. Phone systems are 800. You're getting passed around. Everything's done online. You know, that personal touch of just actually being able to talk to somebody and talk through issues, resolve them over the phone, get a few different viewpoints. Daryl, you've been here for 8 years. I mean, you've accumulated a ton of industry knowledge, just all kinds of probably situations that have come up, things that you probably never would have imagined, or they never teach you the first day of training, right? They never tell you about some of these things that happen. I mean, how are things changing, and how are you able to stay on top of it, I guess?
I just know how my customers are, because I've been with them so long, and that's why I'm still with them, is because they know that they can reach out to me for anything, and they know I'm going to try to solve the issue if there is an issue. And yeah, it's just important that you can talk one-on-one and not have the email communication. A lot of people just email.
That was Marshall and Daryl discussing direct contact, one of the four elements of quality customer service. Thank you for taking the time to sit down and chat with us. And thank you to everyone who tuned in. Make sure to check out our website, ingelogistics.com/customer-experience-initiative. For new episodes, as we continue the Customer Experience Initiative, don't forget to subscribe to the Ingle Logistics Podcast Network on iTunes or Spotify. On behalf of all of us at Ingle Logistics, have a great week. Keep moving forward.